Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Stamen with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. And Michigan Tech Hockey is what is on our mind for the next 60 minutes. And get your questions in to Coach Pearson by emailing them to me if you're listening on Monday morning. DJ at themix93.com. It was a tough weekend for the Michigan Tech hockey team, opening up at number 6, Duluth. Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Huskies could not come away with the win. Did play some good hockey down there, and Coach, welcome back to the show, and I hope you got a good night's rest after that tough weekend.
Well, good morning, Dirk. Yeah, I did, and hey, you know what? The sun came up this morning. Isn't that amazing? That's truly amazing, but yeah, frustrating, disappointing, a lot of different words you could use to describe the weekend, but encouraging in some senses too. So we knew it was going to be a tough weekend going in there. They've got a very good team. I thought the first night, you know, we just were not ready to play, and I'll take the blame for that. You never know how you're going to be that first game, especially after a long 6-month layoff and not having much time with the team. And we found out, you know, that's a starting point for our team. So that was a starting point on Saturday night, and then obviously we grew from game one to game two, and that's the encouraging thing. We're much, much better, and going forward, I hope we can make another stride like that coming up this weekend. So we've got a lot of work. We found out where we need to work and what we need to do, but at the same time, it's a long year, and I compare it to, like, I'm bullish on this team. Like, you know, I'm not a stock market guy, but obviously you know, you hear the word bullish used quite a bit, or bull market, where you know it's going to be a good investment. This is going to be a good team. Now you're going to have some ups and downs, and the main thing is you just have to hold steady with that, and you know in the long run that you're going to make some money in the market, and this team's going to be a good team in the long run. I really feel confident in saying that, so hang in there, hold on to things, and we will too. I mean, like I said, you're disappointed, you know, you're a little frustrated, and you're hoping for better. And just like in the market, you want to make a lot of money in that first little week or first month maybe, but maybe you don't. So you hold on to it and just keep working. And the thing with the team, just like I said, like a stock market, when you buy a good stock, and I'm not a stock market guy, but you know you're investing in a good company, you know you have good people in that company, and you have a good product, and we do in this team. So yeah, it's just a matter of time, and we'll get that first win, and this team is they know how to win. They've won a lot of games, this group, our upperclassmen, a lot of groups. So they understand. They're disappointed also, too. So I know we'll get back to work this week and be ready for the next weekend.
We talked to Tyler Hannon in between the games, right before the second game yesterday. And the word he used, Coach, was embarrassed. Do you feel like the team, some of the guys, were felt embarrassed after that 6-0 loss?
Well, you know, it's a tough word, and I think I use that word too. And you know, yeah, you want to do well when you're in the public eye, and anytime you are out there and you put yourself out there like you do in sports, you know, you want to do well. I mean, you're showcasing your team and your group, and we just did not do a very good job on Saturday night, to a man. Like, when you go through the lineup, and did he have a good, which we do, we rate every player, and you go through lineup and say, did he have a good game? Did he have a good game? Did he have, you know, and boy, there was maybe you could count on one hand guys that you thought had a solid game. And for whatever reason, whether it's the team talk, you know, whether it's the preparation that we gave them, you know, the last couple of weeks, whatever it was, we were flat. Now, they had something to say about it too. And you know, things went in easy, but again, defensively, we just did not play well defensively. You know, the breakaways, the two-on-ones, the three-on-ones. I think that was the most glaring part, and then our penalty killing also. So the beauty of it is you can – those things are all correctable, and they will be correct, and they were corrected the next night. But having said that, embarrassing is a strong word. It's a tough word, but – you know, it might be fitting for how we played on Saturday, yes.
I know us watching the game on Saturday night, I know you mentioned it, but the thing about the defense that I noticed was it seemed like when we could get the puck first, we didn't feel the urgency to really get to the puck right away, and it seemed to be, I don't know how to put it, a situation where we should have got clean possession, and we ended up having to one-on-one man fight for that puck. And, you know, instead of going and getting it, and it just seemed like we weren't moving our feet.
Yeah, the difference in the game was they had some jump. They were anticipating, and we were reacting. And the difference between anticipating and reacting is huge. Anticipating, you know, you're already reading where that puck is going to go or where to back somebody up or get to the net or whatever it might be. And they anticipated very well. We would wait and react. And once you do that, you're a second or two slow. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes in our game because of the speed of the game. If you're just a little off, and that's what it looked like. It just looked like we went into the game waiting to see what was going to happen and just waiting. We were slow. So we were – and part of that's physical, but most of that is mental and the preparation. And you'd think you'd be so anxious to play that you would be – and I think at times we overreacted and maybe over-anticipated sometimes on the offensive side, and we gave them, you know, good scoring opportunities. Like we left the front of the net anticipating where the puck was going, doesn't get there, and they had some guys wide open. So, you know what, overall, like I said, it's a tough weekend. It's a disappointing weekend, but I got a text from a guy named Lou Angotti. And if any of our listeners know Lou Angotti, Lou Angotti was a heck of a hockey player here, one of the best players we've ever had at Michigan Tech. And I don't have a lot of conversations with Lou or a lot of contact with Lou, but he went on to, you know, play on a national championship team, went on to play in the National Hockey League for a long time. So earlier this morning, I got a text from Lou Angotti, and basically, I won't read you the whole text, but basically it says, he wants me to know and our team to know that their national championship team in 1962 lost their first two games. And, you know, he goes on to say that, you know, he knows we wanted to win, and then just like he would, but he said basically it's you know, nice to open the season with a couple wins, but, you know, it's more important you win your last two. And then he just went on to say good luck. And this is a good
that's a great text.
Great text to share from you know, a man who's a national champion and obviously a Hall of Famer, and he's got some perspective on the game. And I think that's one thing that I need to have, and because I'm wired a little different. You know, I want success, whether it's golf or cribbage or whatever I'm doing, I want to win. And it's frustrating, and it's disheartening and can be disappointing, but it's good to hear from people like a Lou Angotti like that and put some perspective on some things on what's going on and where we are, you know. So I just want to reach out and thank Lou, and I haven't texted him back yet, but just you know, to thank him if he's listening or someone knows him is listening, and just thank you for that reassuring text. I mean, that's important. I've heard from a number of other people last night and this morning, and basically along the same lines. But I just wanted to share that text from Lou, which I think is really puts things in perspective and really says a lot. And thank you. And that's how interested our alumni are.
I was going to say that. How great is it? I mean, talking to him at the alumni thing a year or so ago, I mean, he was you can tell he's very much still engaged.
Yeah, and no question. And like I said, we've had some other ones, but that really puts things in perspective. And I think our team will appreciate hearing that, and they understand that. And like I said, we're all disappointed, but that's a great text right there. Thank you, Lou.
6-0 the score in that first game, Coach. And I certainly don't want to go through all of the goals, but that first one was a tough one. We get the 5-minute major against Alex Gillies. I never saw it, but I don't want to make a judgment on the officiating. But like you said, that's just a tough time of the season and of the first game to get a 5-minute major.
Well, we were pretty good to start. You know, I think thought you know, the game was going, you know, a little back and forth, not bad. Alex Gillies had the first good scoring opportunity of the game. They're